woman who had been used by men. You know it's bad to be used by somebody. I see a lot of church folk who claim to be and profess to be Christians are still trying to use somebody. Oh, you didn't get that one either. This woman who came at high noon, and according to scriptorial and Hebrew culture, Jewish tradition, this woman came at the wrong hour. You brought your water pots early in the morning and in the cool of the day. But you know, talk brings on separation. Have I got a witness? Tongues are called in James tornadoes. They kill more folk than men with swords and shotguns. Sneaky, low down, dirty, minded folk trying to kill somebody. Reputation. Hello, somebody. This woman who had said that she was going to get water, but she did not want to make contact with the women at the early hour. You know it's bad when you're standing around and you can tell when folks talking about you. You didn't get that one either, did you? It's a most uncomfortable position to be in. And I want you to know this. Not all the tongue wagging is on outside of the church. Most of your tongue wagging is on the inside. Those who are sitting in God's holy seats supposed to be called out from among them. But they're still wagging their tongue. Have I got a witness? Thank you, Lord. This woman was used to meeting men. But this was a strange man. She never met a man like this man. You see, it's good to be able, and I hear folks say all the time, and I believe this, you can look into the eyes of an individual. You can tell whether he's sad or whether he's happy. That's the witness to your life. Have I got a witness here? But Jesus had x-ray eyes. He could look in the heart of man and see the frown. You didn't get that. Some folks know how to disguise. They know how to fool you. And my grandma used to tell me all the time, you can fool some of the people sometime. Hell, I got a witness. But you'll never be able to fool all of the people at any time. Jesus, sitting there. And I don't understand, but the scripture said he was weary. Mean that he got tired. I believe that he just had an appointment. And he had arrived at his destination. He had a woman. And he created a crusade with this woman. And you know, some people say, well, you'll never be anything. You are a nobody. But Jesus can take a nobody and make a somebody out of him. One songwriter said, never look down on a man unless you picking him up. That ought to be the church's motto. Have I got a witness?
Thank you.
I thank you.
We
hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsors, the Law Office of Charles Elliott and Associates. Their office is located at 720 Murray Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Or you may phone them at 318-704-6511 or email charles@elliott.legal. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Then I want to no man.
to me. And all he's done for me,
Jesus,
I can't help but give him glory.
Jesus,
he is God all by himself.
Jesus,
come on, give him glory.
Jesus,
at the name of Jesus, demons must flee.
Jesus,
that's the kind of power he's given us. It will leave.
Jesus.
That's what he said in his word. Yeah.
Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.